You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm
I
telling
tell
you
you
why.
why
Santa Claus is coming to
two
town.
time.
What a fucking match, boys. We are
Somebody
back
throw your hats on the
inside the city
ice.
limits. Throw your hats on the pitch. João Klaus is back. This team's playing good football again. They look like we're used to seeing them. I mean, we only got a point, but
It's
we're
the worst team in the
feeling
league.
good after this weekend. I guess we're seeming like, but we're feeling good. At least I am. How are you guys feeling after that? The afternoon kickoff.
I love afternoon kickoffs, by the way.
I do
I'm
too.
feeling good. The season now, at this point, though, after not getting 3 points here, it's kind of like, well, let's just take positives from every game and not really even look at the standings. Like, how can we improve? Who's playing better, and we look forward to next year, stuff like that. Because you're not getting 3 points against the bottom. Let's see, what are they? Yeah, they're dead last. Besides, are they behind Montreal? Are
Dead
they?
left.
They are. Okay. Well, so you're only picking up a point against the last place team. Season's probably in the toilet, but a lot of positives, a lot of goals. So I'm feeling good.
Also a fan of the afternoon kickoff. I prefer the 7:30, but I don't like Sunday night football, is all I'll say. My
I
thoughts on the
wish
game,
I'm not a fan.
Cole. If you're gonna be bad, let the fans have fun while you do it.
Yeah,
And that's
be
kind of
entertaining.
the epitome of the game, right, that we saw.
I would like to be able to get a lead and hold on to it, but that feels like a game when we're, and I don't want to make it about the previous regime, but that feels like a game earlier in the year. We go down 3-2. We're not getting a point out of that game.
At least we were the team scoring in extra time this week.
Were we also the team giving up a goal in the last 20 minutes? Again, yes.
Yeah, but we've been
But
that all year.
this is the first
Rarely have we
time in
been the team.
2025 that we came back and stole a point or came back from behind and got a point. I feel like that's a, I'm not going to say a win, but that's a positive. And like Trevor said, there's a long season left. I don't think the playoffs are really in the question anymore. But that's a lot of time to be negative and hate your team. I feel like we got to take a positive from each week and just keep it moving, keep moving forward.
Why are you guys giving up on the playoffs so quickly?
We said on the preview this game was big. It's one of those you have to get 3 points. If you don't get 3 points here, it's like this is the easiest team you're gonna play. You have to start that streak. Might as well do it at home, bottom of the table team. They still, after scoring three goals, couldn't get the 3 points. So that's where I'm starting to like
Yeah, we're still only seven
slide.
points out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you can't beat the Galaxy at home, you can't get 3 points against them. What are you going to do with any other team, especially with, we have a break here, so hopefully we get some people back. But like, I don't think you have the players to do it this year and go on a run.
You don't think we win that game with Leuven, Kessler, and Durkin playing?
If Kessler is out there, if Leuven's out there, we win that game. Yeah.
Some shade to Durkin real quick, but I think playoffs are still very much in the cards. I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not calling for a deep playoff run by any stretch of the imagination. But this isn't. It's not the NBA. It's not the NHL. We're not going for lottery picks here. So don't give up on the playoffs until you're mathematically eliminated, Trevor.
You guys could hear, and I'm sure all the listeners, I can be a little negative with my teams.
What?
At this point, I am not going to get, this is what it is. I don't want to get my hopes up and be disappointed. So in my head right now, I'm thinking there's no way we make the playoffs. But then
Terrible
if
take,
we
awful
do,
take.
I'm like, wow, I can't believe that we actually got this far. I mean, this is pretty good salvage of this season. Like, then it's all positive, but like until that point comes, I'm just going to say there's no chance, and then I won't be let down. I feel like that's pretty rational.
7 points back from the playoffs. And as City fans, we know anything can happen if you're the eighth seed.
Sadly, we do indeed.
So,
Yeah, we do.
I think you guys are being little prima donnas a little too early.
don't know about privatized. I think it's just that we're, I don't know. Trevor, you want to back me up here?
No, you got it.
I just don't think that this team is going to great. I don't know. We're being positive. Klaus hat trick. That's going to be my default. Every time I have a negative thought, Klaus hat trick.
I wonder who had him as the goal scorer.
Well, we have like what, a 10-12 day break.
I think 11.
Then Houston, Orlando, Houston, Salt Lake, winnable games across the board.
Yep.
You know, then Portland, which we saw what happened with Portland. Look at the fixtures we have coming up. You know, we don't have necessarily the hardest schedule left. Knock on wood while I say that. For you guys to say playoffs are out of the question already, and it's June 16th, is crazy. Which is even weirder because on June 2nd, I would have agreed with you.
I wouldn't say it's out of the question. I'm just starting to, like, fade, if that, like, for lack of a better term. I'm starting to fade.
You know, prima donna, I think it's the term we decided on.
I don't think we decided.
I don't think we decided anything.
Hey, the offense looked good. Hartel, Klaus, Pompeo, even though he didn't get a goal, he had an assist.
Yeah, and we were missing our three most important defenders.
Yeah, the defense, no bueno. Hebert's probably worst game of the season by far. Reed had a really bad game. Tolan had some mistakes.
That definitely felt like Hebert's pitch to be included in more team sheets.
Yeah, that was like, this was his chance to sign. Center back, full 90, no Kessler. Yikes. To be fair, some of the attacking players on LA are tough. Peck and Payne still both are fantastic. But
Marco Royce.
Who?
Dude, that back heel that he had on that second goal.
Yeah,
that's pretty
nasty.
Cool.
Is he pretty good?
They've got some dogs. But I'm being positive here. I liked, like Mike said, if they're going to be bad, at least be entertaining, or at least be the style of play constantly that your fans want. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's what they said they would do in the presser once they fired Olaf. It was like, we're getting back to basics, and it's been fun to watch at least.
Can we go through the rest of the lineup real quick so then we can all start the Klaus glaze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many did we end up getting right, Trevor? Do you remember?
Crap. I don't think so. I don't think we got many right. We got the back line wrong. Let me look it real quick. Because we had,
I think we had Reed Bumgardle.
We went Reed Bumgardle. I think we had, I don't think we had Hebert as a center back. I think we chose Yarrow.
No, there's no chance. We either got 11 of 11 or 10 of 11 then.
I feel like, I mean, with the.
Cause... No, because we had Wallum in there. We put Wallum in the lineup and for Betcher. And then I don't think we had. Oh, I think we did end up having Watson there, but I wanted Ostrock instead.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, we knew better than that.
I brought it back to reality and said, look, man, it's going to be Watts. You're just going to have to deal with it.
So it's either 9 of 11 or 10.
We're ever going to get Ostrock. I feel like this was the. Oh, we're getting somebody that depends on the system. He could be like a high energy player, and we haven't seen a lick of him.
Which, you know, circling back to Trevor's point earlier about using the rest of this season to kind of test the roster and see who you want to move on with, I feel like we'll be moving on from Ostrock
for sure.
He's just like never clicked. Almost is the way to put it.
And he's one of those people that I feel like will go to. If he went to another team in the MLS, I think he could succeed. But I also thought that about, like, Azeel Jackson, and he hasn't really done much.
I remember when we first got Jackson from Minnesota, the first couple games I saw, I really liked him, and he came out with that Open Cup game and scored two goals, and I was pumped. It's all downhill from there, but I haven't really looked into what he's been doing lately.
We did get a toy shirt return. I mean, he didn't start. Like you guys said, we did have Hartel up front in the lineup. That wasn't great to see, but Toyshirt comes back, and I would assume maybe one more off the bench appearance, and then he gets back into that starting lineup. Or do you think he's good to go? I guess he'll have a break, so no, he should be able to get back in the lineup.
Should be able to see him starting again. Thank God we don't have to see Betcher. I'm not going to try to be one of those nerds who want to make people think Betcher is better than he is. I don't care about your advanced stats. You ruined baseball already. Right, Trevor?
That's not a crazy thing to say. Really isn't.
Hey, right, Trevor?
Yeah, I agree.
The
eye test says no thank you.
Comment, Mike, that you made before we started when people were just saying, well, he got a late penalty against San Jose. That's why we won that game. It was like, that's your defense? That's that you got one penalty?
You know how many points we'd have if he'd finish?
Dude, that touch that he had on that first attempt, that was like the ultimate FIFA, just lead foot touch, and then he tried to run it down and just sent it right at the goalie. I was like, here we go. And then he wasted that. Remember that Hartel pass? Was that a Travella? It was an insane through ball, and then he fucking missed again. I was like, oh my God.
That pass by Hartel, I mean, it had to be the sixth, or it was early, first 10 minutes. Yeah. It was just disgusting. Yeah, outside of the foot, curves right into Betcher. Betcher just puts it right in the chest of the goalie. Oh, God, dude. How much XG does he have this season and have one goal?
Honestly, I want to look at that. But the second goal, I will say the goalie did well. He came out and kind of rushed the attempt. The first one, though, if he takes a normal touch and puts a decent shot on goal, I mean, it probably goes in. But that second one, that pass was just like, God, dude, you got to bury that. Imagine how cool, how much aura you get from that highlight if he scores.
Speaking of nerds.
All right. Sure. Well, you guys go ahead. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, are we starting the Klaus Glaze?
We might as well. Can't believe we haven't gotten to it yet. I can't believe it's taken this long. And I'm one of the people who was shitting on Klaus pretty heavily. I want to be straight up. I want to be honest. But I'm back.
See, I feel like people would say I also was. I was just trying to be realistic with my takes that the guy you pay to score goals isn't scoring, right?
Yeah, you remember in the preview, Mike, when you said it was weird that they called him out, that he was doing finishing training and stuff like that? Maybe we need to start doing that with everybody. Betcher, please do some finishing training one-on-one.
In training with Klaus last week, Betcher and Toyshirt should be doing that the whole week.
Yeah, that's going to be tradition now, pal. Every week. I remember seeing that, and I saw people on Twitter or X like, we have to work on technique in the basics with our DP striker. And it worked. I don't know what they did, what they changed, but it worked.
First in club history.
I mean, that's crazy.
I believe it was his 20th MLS goal for the club.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's pretty a milestone there.
He also was team of the match day, player of the match day, and I'm pretty sure that his third goal in stoppage time is up for goal of the match day. And the last I looked, it was between him and – did you guys see that goal from San Diego from half line? That was the other opponent.
Not better than Klaus's.
I don't know, the goal might be better, but nah. I think St. Louis has enough of a fan base that he'll probably win.
He went on merits. That goal was amazing. Let's not just tell his stoppage time.
The one touch. Oh my God. That's what I've been.
Some power. That's what I've been begging for, too. Put some fucking oomph on that ball.
Ah, and he didn't send it to row X.
He got pretty close.
If he leaned up a little bit, he would have. Oh my God, I need that clip cut and injected into my veins anytime I think about Olaf Ball or anytime I get sad when this team blows a lead. just give me that third goal. That side volley. Bang. Oh, my God. It's perfect.
Olaf robbed us of that. I can't believe that.
He should be in jail for the atrocities he committed. That back five. No one should have to endure that pain again.
I will also jump in on the... I was going to just jump in on the Klaus Glaze. That second goal. Was that Celio who made that pass?
Dude, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, and the assist from Celio, that little flick.
That was amazing.
Oh, dude. First goal. A give and go with Hartel. I mean, those are two of your most important players offensively. And to see them finally click. And to be honest, if we're going to come down to earth a little bit from the Klaus glazing, the first goal, I heard the announcer on the broadcast say, like, he saw the goalkeeper's legs open. And I was like, did he? Or did he just put it on goal and it happened to be right under the goalie instead of right at him?
I think he planned it. You see that a lot. You see a lot of goals scored in up close going right towards the goalie, like right in between the goalies, because they can always flail their legs out quicker than they can, you know, close them.
It'd just be me being a hater, and I apologize.
I think that's what it is. Yep, I think that's what it
is. I'm also a little salty that, like,
decided it's gonna be
the one game that I'm, well, not one, but like out of the handful of games that I miss, this is the one I'm not there for. An afternoon game, Klaus bags a hat trick in stoppage time. I was a little salty about that too.
Maybe you should start going to the game.
Well, I had to celebrate. This is, hey Mike, I'm gonna do a Trevor. I had to celebrate my beautiful wife and her birthday, so we went out of town. Sorry, I have priorities.
That's not what Trevor does. Trevor just doesn't go.
Exactly.
Trevor goes to Minnesota.
All right, let's get back on track here.
We do have to talk about the defense. I think we kind of mentioned it earlier, but
yeah, try to keep things positive.
I feel like we gotta go full circle. I mean, it was a great day offensively. Defensively, we had a few lapses. We were talking about the was it the third goal, the Peck go ahead off of the Zielinski pass and the Jay Reed mishap. But I have to say, I don't know if I put that fully on Jay Reed. I think that was not the greatest pass look by Zielinski. No, I don't think he was setting him up for much.
I agree with you. I mean, Reed shouldn't fall down and play like he did. And backwards passes are fine with that scoreline. It was just probably not a 40-yard back pass is what we should avoid. And then Reed, I think, also just didn't expect it. You have to be ready no matter where you are at on the pitch. So I think it's on both of them, and they just need to be better. That's just sloppy play there, and it led to a goal.
Double standard.
How?
I'm going to call it out on you, both of you.
What?
Our faithful listeners and me, because I've held on to this anger for a while now. We'll remember against LAFC when Celio had a terrible back pass to Yarrow.
No.
All you guys did was go in on Yarrow.
No.
You said Yarrow.
Was that where he also...
It doesn't matter what Celio did. He should have played it differently. He should have got the ball. Yada, yada, yada.
I don't know about that.
Double standard.
So you're blaming all on Reed, none on Zielinski.
No. I blame that on Celio and Yarrow. And I agree with you guys that it's both their faults, but I think Reed does have a little more of the blame. I'm just saying, if Celio made that pass, apparently it would have been okay. Double standard.
Yeah, we like Celio. We don't like Yarrow.
See, he's not helping your case there, Cole.
No, that's why I said it.
Was that the one where he was also running right next to the attacker?
That was the one where he should have fouled and never did.
Didn't foul. I mean, more what I was upset with.
No, don't try to rewrite history.
Even on the Bumgarle goal, or not the Bumgarle, the Painstill, however you say his name, Bumgarle tried to foul him after he, like, flicked it around him. He literally wrapped his arms around him, and he just broke out. Like, at least try to foul the guy. Yarrow just jogged next to him, like Kessler on that goal the other day, just backpedaling in front of the guy. I was like, do something.
Cerro got excuses made for him. Yeah, don't try to rewrite history.
Okay. I'm not going to defend Josh Jarr the same amount I'm going to defend Celio. I mean, that's pretty common knowledge.
Double standard alert. You get an alarm going every time you guys walk into one.
like a radio show, you have like the soundboard that you can go pull off every time we have a double standard. I don't know if it's a double standard, honestly.
It is.
I don't know. But the Peck goal, there's not really much you can do. I don't know. The defense just, it felt like they were just carved up all game long. Maybe not all game long, but there a lot of times I'm watching that game and I'm like, where the fuck are our defenders? There's just nobody in frame. Like,
they didn't even score.
I know they're playing a high line.
Galaxy didn't even score on one of the huge blunders where they had like a 2-on-0 from, or I'd say it was like a 1-on-0 or like a breakaway and then kind of turned into a 2-on-1 and they just had a bad pass. Yeah, it's like the center backs are either too deep keeping everybody on side, or when they're playing that high line, they're like not quick enough to get back. And that was one of those where they're playing a high line, quick turnover ball over the top, and Payne still had 30 yards of space. Thank God he tried to pass it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. And I think there was a chance late in the game, again, same person, like the last shot on goal, where he had, I think it was Rodriguez, he had somebody in the box, and instead of passing, he took another shot, and it just went right to Berkey. I was like, God, that's a tough day. Two-goal game. The Royce assist was sick. Defense was bad. They do have a little bit of a break until the next home game, like we mentioned, Wednesday against Orlando. Hopefully that's enough time for Wallum to get back. He also was injured after only playing 20 minutes. Did we see what that was? I didn't catch it on the broadcast.
He aggravated his calf. They thought he was ready. Thought they were going to give him 45 minutes. He got out there and you can't replicate what the post-match presser there saying. You just can't replicate game pace, and he's obviously not ready yet.
I the second half started, I left. I was watching it in my hotel room, and I heard JGR's name on the radio once we got in the car. And I was like, oh, I didn't think he was in. And then I didn't realize until afterwards at the presser that Wallum was even injured. I had no idea. And so that was a great realization to come across. But did they say, like, it's just a hammy? I didn't see what it was, or like the play that he got injured on.
No, it was just his calf that's been bothering him. It just flared back up. Oof.
Oh my God. So that'll be another one. That's the other. Okay. I don't mean to just talk in circles, but that's another reason I'm a little bullish on a playoff run, because when the Olaf stuff was happening and we kept saying, well, wait till everyone's healthy. We're never going to get fully healthy. Ever.
Yeah, we've been saying that for 2 years. It's two seasons now.
We've been saying that since the fucking teams was founded. We're never going to be fully healthy. Somebody's going to be injured.
We've got 11 days to get everybody right. Stop being prima donnas.
Here we go. Please.
All I know is that prima donna has to be in the episode title.
We just watched Kajal Klaus score 3 goals.
I loved every second of it.
We had an obviously worse defense than we will normally have. This is like two games where Leuven, Durkin, and Kessler have all three not played. Just be happy, man. I mean, Olaf left. We're scoring goals. Stop being sad.
I'm happy with that. I'm not even sad. I'm feeling good. I'm in this team, up, down. I'm staying with it. I'm going with the flow.
We have a dangerous front three for the first time since the first season.
I don't know.
You don't know. Did you not see Celio Hartel and Klaus play last week?
Yeah. I'm taking it back. I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Get Toy Shirt on there instead of Bedshirt.
That'd be nice.
I'm on board with that. If Torchard can finish his fucking... we're all in. We're all in. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Well, like we said, what did they do with Klaus last week? Just have Torchard do that.
Three more, please. Torchard, Benchard, Celio, anybody you need to score a goal, do whatever you did in training last week.
Yeah, we couldn't have done that training like week three or something.
No, I had to run them in the ground so they all got hurt in training.
Yeah, in training they were just doing suicides the whole time.
They got to be doing like whatever the soccer equivalent is of the Oklahoma drill. I just feel like that's what they're doing every week.
Maybe how do they always get injured?
They could have been. Got the injury report.
The wrong football.
It's the reverse Ted Lasso. They come to America and just run like football practice during the whole time.
Off topic, I actually just started watching Ted Lasso.
Great show.
Didn't you shit on it for like a long time?
No.
Trevor, isn't that true or am I making that up?
I don't know, so I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad I asked Trevor. Thanks. I could have swore Mike was, like, talking shit when we were watching it.
How could I talk shit about it? I've never seen it.
He talks shit on Star Wars.
You talk shit all the time.
I've seen Star Wars. Star Wars sucks.
Yeah. See? There he goes again.
See?
I didn't even make it through what everyone says is the best Star Wars movie. I fell asleep.
Which one?
The last one of the original trilogy.
People say episode 6 is the best?
Yeah. People do.
Interesting.
What do you think? Do you think episode 6 is the best?
Well, no. I get a lot of hate from the Star Wars community because I grew up with the prequels. I like the prequels, but everybody says those are shit movies. So.
Those were pretty boring. But I didn't fall asleep through.
Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie. People can come at me.
I never saw that. I can't say it.
Should have watched that one.
I know that's one of the new ones, and that's crazy.
No, Rogue One's
one of the Disney ones.
Well, yeah, I think
I'm supposed to dislike those all just off rip.
Oh, God.
That's why I just...
You already sound like a Star Wars fan.
As a part of the Star Wars community, I receive a lot of backlash.
Why did you say the same thing over again?
I didn't. That was Cole's impression of me.
Oh.
That's
pretty good, Cole.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do we have any other city-related thoughts? I mean, I'm happy to talk Star Wars, but do we have any other football takes, thoughts, opinions?
What do you think of Morales and Watts this week?
Forgettable.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I didn't watch as closely as I normally do. I would say, like, not too bad, not too great. I have the clip of Watts on, I think it was when Royce was shooting, or like he was on goal, and he just did like a little hezzy, and Watts just like dove out of frame like a cartoon character. Do you guys remember what I'm talking about? When he sent it over the bar?
Mm-hmm.
That is just like the one lasting image I have of the central midfield in my head. So,
Watts,
I mean, not
almost
great,
followed it over the bar.
But we're going to get healthy. Not fully, but we're going to get healthy. We got a little break here, and I think it'll be, well, I don't know about Durkin, but, like, we'll get Leuven back against Orlando for sure, right?
Wallen probably.
Right?
Please? I do have a question for you guys, and some serious answers, not some one-word answers, Trevor. This is a podcast, after all.
Okay.
You guys still riding the Bumgarner train? I think he's been decidedly average the last few weeks.
I think he's been average, but if he's back there with Kessler to where they're both back there, I think it's a really solid pairing. But when Bumgarner has to step up and be that number one defender, could definitely upgrade.
I think yes, because I don't know what your alternative is. I mean, I think, especially with him not seeing the field, we probably know that Horn is all but gone. And I would rather have Baumgartel in than like Hebert, despite how well he played. Yeah, I mean, if they go and sign a center back, I'd be all for it. But I think until then,
maybe a young guy.
They did say in that presser after they fired Olaf that they were looking at younger players. So I'd be on board. But until then, yeah, I'd rather see Bumgarnold than like Hebert at least at center back. If Jay Reid plays like he did last week, I'd like to see Hebert at left back pretty soon. But I'm not being too I'm not saying it seriously. Those little exaggerations, what we call it in the biz.
The right LA Galaxy's right side might be one of the better ones in the league.
I was down and up and back down on Jay Reid. I don't actually want him to lose his spot.
And Reed's already got to make up for Pompeo being absent on the defensive side.
Yeah. Scotland also had a few questionable decisions. So our wing backs, probably two of the more important positions on the field, especially if we're going to play.
I think Zielinski might play Scotland off the field soon.
I don't know. The whole time that Totlin was gone, all I was saying was how valuable he was, and I looked forward to getting him back. I would hope that that's not the case, because I feel like if for that to happen, he would really have to fall off a cliff. But I would love a draft pick actually panning out and becoming a regular starter.
We had one. Dima would have been a regular starter this year.
I was waiting for that. Yeah, and for as much shit as you guys gave me for saying that we wouldn't miss him, plenty of times I would have liked to have Kojima in that central mid spot instead of a Watts or a Morales.
Like last week, for example.
Like any week that's the center mid partnership. Pick your week 1 through 19.
We want to get into thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeesh. Yeah, we do. Who wants to go first?
Do we do first. Just thumbs up first and then we go with our thumbs down, or do we get both?
We'll give both. I'll go first.
Okay.
And I decided to go off the beaten trail because I figured everybody was going to give Klaus thumbs up. It's too easy. I'm going with Hartel. Also really an easy pick. But Hartel, one of the better games he's played this year. You know, he had the assist. I'm excited for the attack going forward. Is actually more exciting to me now. The defense is kind of regressing to what we thought it was going to be at the start of the year. But so I'm going to give Hartel that because we're going to need to score goals. We won't be winning 1-0 at any time soon. You know what I mean? Thumbs down.
Yeah, I agree.
Butcher. Oh, wow. What a surprise, right?
That's what I was going to say.
How many times would we have won a game if Butcher just scored the chances he had? And how many more times are we going to give him? You know what I mean?
Yep.
But his expected goals.
Yeah, somebody said that. I might just be like dumb here, but like, what's G plus? Somebody said if you look at his G plus, he's actually good. I'm like, I'm just watching the games, and he's actually very bad. So I don't know what stat you're looking at.
It's like the TikTok great. I think his name's Steve Bracknell said, Trevor.
Oh my god, XG I love Bracknell. XG
means expected goals. You haven't scored in 12 games. I don't expect you to do shit.
I expect goals every night. I love Bracknell. Love Bracknell.
Nope, I'm going next.
So you want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
So my thumbs up is Joao Klaus. He had three goals. All three of them were disgusting. Just great buildups on two of the three. And then that last one, just a hell of a strike. I don't need to say much more. We've kind of already gone over all the Klaus stuff. It's good to see him scoring goals. It's good to see the team scoring goals. My thumbs down was going to be Betcher, but I don't want to copy. So my thumbs down will be both wingbacks. We discussed it just minutes ago. Reed and Totlin both. Some key mistakes that led to goals. And just overall, not much going forward either. So. Both of them need to figure it out, or Zielinski will take your spot.
Well, you guys are not really making it easy on me because I also don't want to copy either one. I was going to say Hartel.
Is the all the attackers and my thumbs down or all the defenders?
Yeah, Sherman did take two defenders. That's kind of rude.
So go ahead, Cole.
Because I was definitely going to take whichever wing back he did. but that's fine. That's fine. I have a backup plan. I will go with, for my thumbs up, I'm going to go Celio Pompeu. I think he had a great assist on that second goal. And Hartel and Klaus were already taken, so that was really my only option. But he did play well. I'm glad to see that he's becoming a regular starter again, which is very well deserved. And my thumbs down because, what do I have? Betcher taken, and I have two wing backs, so I'm going to go Kyle Hebert.
I would have guessed that.
He played really well. I was going to pick a wing back, but since Trevor wants to be selfish, I'll take my fellow Missouri State Bear, Kyle Hebert. I think that he could be a solid piece of this team if he was, you know, a plug-in starter when someone's injured or in a cup game, but I don't really want to see him consistently in the starting lineup. So the shot that he got, first time in the lineup under Critch, not great. Thumbs down.
All right, any final thoughts you guys want to give before we get into the guessing game?
Yeah, we got to get into the guessing game. We got a shake up on that leaderboard. Well,
I have a final thought.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Would it cuck my tease? But yeah, go ahead.
Well, you didn't even answer my question.
Well, I was ready for the guessing game. No, Mike, I don't have any final thoughts.
Oh, Trevor, you got any final thoughts?
Nope.
I have a final thought.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm waiting for a classic Berkey game. I feel like it's been a while since we've seen one.
Yeah.
Since the first San Diego game.
And I don't feel like he's played particularly, like, he hasn't been bad. There's just, he's like Bennington. Every once in a while, there'll be a game that you win because of him and the way that he played. We haven't seen it.
And we're going to need a couple of those.
Yeah, I agree. I think
we certainly are if we want to make the playoffs.
He's been doing a lot, though, with the back line. And obviously, the back line is pretty bad, but, like, he's been just working the ball forward. And in the pressers, they always say the offense starts with him, you know, moving the ball out and stuff like that. So I'd still much rather have, him back there than anybody else. But he needs to start feeling some.
And, you know, I know it's difficult. He's had a revolving door in front of him pretty much, even with different looks at formations. So I'm sure he's still kind of getting used to what's going on since we're going back to what we've been doing. But, you know, I just feel like it's been a while since we've seen a classic Berkey game. I've been missing it.
And I will say, he, like you said, the hockey assist, his ball that Bumgarnel did a great job of flicking forward for that Klaus goal. I mean, that's what we talked about when we were having Ben Lunt between the posts. We were missing those Berkey bombs and that connection between, you know, the back line and the counterattack. I mean, we saw it. Prime example. So I think we'll see some saves in the meantime, but even that alone is worth all the money we're paying him.
All right, we get into the guessing game now. I was kind of trying to put it off as long as possible.
Yeah. Actually, I do have a final thought. No, I'm just kidding. Trevor, do you want to give an update on the standings?
Oh, no, he doesn't like doing that, remember?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden now,
I don't have to give it. Somebody else can give the standings. Cole's still in the lead with 5. Mike and Trevor tied at 4. There's no Ashton next to my 4. Klaus, goal scorer. Klaus, man of the match last match. The only thing I didn't get right was the final score.
See an asterisk.
The thing I didn't get right with the final score.
You just put... All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yellow card for dissent because he was being very rude.
I was not being rude. I was just stating the facts.
About to get a double yellow. I would end it before Trevor gets a red.
Wallum special. Yellow card for time wasting and extra time. All right, well, I expected a little bit more from Trevor there. I thought it was going to be like
I'm already on a yellow. I can't do anything, man.
Okay,
already on a yellow.
All right. Well, since Trevor's on the yellow, I guess we can wrap it. This was another great positive edition of Inside City Limits. Until next week, we will have a little bit of a break, but we will be back before that Wednesday match against Orlando. Until then, give us a follow at ICL Pod, at C Sutton City. And until then, let's go all caps.